Hey guys,
I'm Sam, branding and media strategist of Vibe 7 Studios, as well as a co-founder.
And I'm Jay Garner. I'm an author and co-founder for Vibe 7 Studios. And this is Business Vibrations, 7 minutes of morning inspiration for creative entrepreneurs. And this is our first episode.
It definitely is.
Awesome. And today we are talking about taking the jump to bringing your dream to life. And I just felt like this was the perfect episode to start with. Just beginning the dream, beginning the process of planning, beginning to sign those papers and do that research. And so many people don't do that. And I hope today's word just gives you a little bit of inspiration to push toward that.
Very much true. And the one thing about it is that following your dreams is that it's your dream and you should follow it. The one thing I don't like people doing is not taking that leap of faith. So what would you say or think is the best way to follow your dreams? What would you give an advice to somebody?
I've always been the type to just do it. So I don't think...
Is that Nike?
Literally.
Literally.
Literally, that's my motto. But this year has been... Well, this past year has been even crazier because, you know, you and I collectively have started a lot of businesses over the years. Before I started my writing and media empire and, you know, you have your music empire and branding empire, we've together started a lot of businesses. But this year, together, we did our biggest endeavor in terms of time, in terms of money, and in terms of risk. And it's just the craziest thing to do in the middle of a pandemic is to open a physical location where people have to come for us to pay our rent. In the times we're in right now. But we did it. And I wouldn't take it back for a second, you know?
I wouldn't either. I wouldn't. Like, I look back, like today I was driving and I was literally telling you that I never saw this. I've always seen and had this idea of a dream. I knew where my business was going, but the pandemic kind of took it for a different way. And I was like, I can't go anywhere. And so for us to just jump out and say, let's open a business is crazy, but it's a good crazy because it feels good.
It feels right.
It's like a rush of you got this, which is normally when I tell people in anything I've ever done, the reason why I've did it and I've succeeded because I feel it. Like I'm like, it's this is it, this is it, this is it. And I felt that in failure, but there was a doubt. But this was like, it's just, even in the tough times, it's just like, I know that I'm on my path to my dream. And yep. Same thing for you. So that's important.
It was just that egging on. And, you know, I've always said, like, ideas, dreams are like these parasites that just latch onto you. And they don't go away. And if you ignore them, what's going to happen? It's going to get worse. It's going to nag you more. The what ifs. And you're going to have, you know, the what if of what if I fail? But you're also going to have the what if. What if I don't try? So if you're going to have that what if you're going to have that anxiety, if you're going to have that constant nagging, why not be in it?
I say it. The one thing that I passionately live for is I don't want to regret something. And if I do regret it, I want to say that I did it. And that regret was a lesson. It was an experience. It was something. But I look at people, when I look at people who are older, their biggest advice is, I didn't do, I wish I could have.
Yep, I wish I did something.
Oh, and I hate that. Always. Like, I'm getting shivers just thinking about that. There's things I wish I could have done already. And the one thing is that I don't have that fear in business and in my dreams or whatever. It's like literally so easy.
Yeah.
But ask me to go to the store and buy something, I'm like, And I was like, for me, I'm indecisive, but I've learned how to master that craft in business and using discernment and other things as well. What about you?
Same. And again, it's, I don't want to say I wish I would have. I would rather say I did it and I messed up and it was awful and I can laugh about it now. But I have something to laugh about if we fail. But for others who are afraid to take that jump because of, you know, the time, the money, the commitment, the embarrassment factor or naysayers, whatever, what would you say to them? How can you ignore that to just take that leap to pursue your passion?
The one thing is that every business or any idea that I've ever created or failed at are the ones that got me here. And so I've learned and became more strategic and learned from my failures. And most people do. Like, you look at NBA players, Michael Jordan. Yeah. Like, we've all had our things. But the one thing is that failure is my success. Like, I enjoy failing sometimes. So for me, I would advise them to just fall and get back up and try it again.
And step out on faith.
And step out on faith. Faith is so important. That's my motto about that entrepreneur is someone who literally walks out to the end of the ledge and just jumps or creates their path. And as they're falling or they're walking, they're making the idea, they're making the rope, they're doing whatever, and they're making their own way. It's going the other way and making your own decisions and trying.
Yep. So. Yep. Just step out on faith.
Yep.
That's all I've ever done. That's what I'm going to continue to do. And wherever it leads me, I am happy to be along for the ride because we only get one shot at this ride. So I want to create as many bumps and hills and fall and rise as much as I can. But
I agree. I think that's just magic in that, like you saying that, because the one thing is that when I finally realized what faith was, like, you hear, we grew up, we knew it, we get it. But like, if you look into the scripture part of it, it's like a mustard seed of faith. And I tell people, they're like, you have so much faith. And I'm like, I'm not quoting, but I'm literally saying that you don't have to have that much faith. It's literally you just trying. If you try something once, you try it a little bit. Every day you trying something could become something greater than you thought. But it's just believing in yourself. And the one thing is that nobody else is going to believe in what you believe in.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to remind you that. What are you doing? Their fears are going to be on you. And you have to remember, okay, I hear you, but I feel it. When an idea comes to you, it literally is coming to you because it's asking you to live. Like I told my artist the other day, I was like, this song is coming to you. These words want to be alive. Are you going to make them live? Or are you going to sit there and be like, well, I don't know. And I was like, just let them live.
Yep. So I'll definitely end on this, you know, whether, well, you don't know. The question you always ask is, will this work? You don't know. But taking that jump is how you get your answer. Whether it lives for a short time or a long time, making that jump causes that dream to exist in this world. It was real. It was here. And you made your mark in your own way. So, episode one's message is, do it. Let's make this happen. And we have a full article you can read on our Medium page, just some extra morning inspiration to go with this. And we always like to end with a little bit of positivity. So we have our quote of the day.
Okay. So it says, whatever you can do or dream, you can do. Begin it. Boldness has genius, power, and magic in it. William Hutchison Murray.
Awesome.
And that's crushing your goals. So you got this from me, and it literally was everything that got me here.
Yep. You got this. You got it. I got it. And
we got this. You got this.
Listeners got it too. We will see you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Great day. Crush it.